What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree?
Welcome back to the Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. How are you doing? I'm the great and powerful mystery.
Okay, I definitely topped out the mic. That probably sounded awful.
Probably. I'm Jay Clone 33.
Bum, bum, bum.
The Masonic clone. I'm the 33 degree level clone. And it, I'm dead.
Oh, well, I was
just
like,
getting just assassinated shot.
I don't think you should be making those jokes right now.
No, maybe not. Yeah, who cares? It happens all the time. I mean,
poor taste.
Apparently, we just move on from things really fast. But anyways, what is this? This is the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree 2 review.
Oh. I wanted to cancel 3, but you want to keep it going.
I think we need to keep it going. The Jamboree is coming back next year.
Is it?
With changes.
Is it?
And I think that's what we're going to talk about a lot this episode is, considering the changes and hopefully getting feedback from you guys.
Yeah. So
for everyone that came and came to see us and visit the Jamboree and visit our hometown and have fun with, I guess, all the activities we had planned for this past, well, as recording this past weekend, a couple days ago when the Jamboree happened. That was a lot of breath.
Did you ever go get the big signs back?
No, they're still out. So we're already advertising for next year.
We just leave them out till next year.
Yeah, we just leave them out all year round. The city hasn't removed the town hasn't removed our one sign I shoved up in front of the old Rite Aid.
Why would you admit that?
Because it's there. What do you mean, why would I admit it? It's our signs.
Yeah, but there's like somebody could have put them out.
Yeah, one of two people. They're both talking to each other right now.
In a room with nobody else.
Yeah. Hey, we'll wait until they take them down. But they haven't taken them down yet. But actually, I don't even know if it's on the city. Yeah, it would be the city at that point.
That would
it's on
be
the berm, right?
Yeah, I think you are allowed to put signs there.
I just got to get them before they mow.
Yeah.
All right, which, so time's ticking.
Yeah.
Because we'll it rained today for the first time in like eight months.
Gosh, I know my pepper plants all dropped. Anyway, it didn't matter. Jamboree. Big success. A lot of fun.
Yes, we had a lot of fun. First of all, before even getting any thanking everybody, I just want to thank the volunteers we had.
Oh, gosh.
We had one heck of a crew that made everything run really smooth.
Greg, Natalie, Kyle, Jeff, Emily. Did Liam help? No, he didn't. He was lazy.
Yeah, Liam doesn't help do nothing.
Jeff, you can play that for...
Yeah. Not only did he not help, he lost to his mom in bowling on the after party.
His mom is an impressive bowler. What'd she get? Like a 151?
She said it was the first time she'd bowled in a long time.
15 years. And she got
the first
higher
game
than...
he beat her, but the second game she whooped him. Liam whooped. I told him I was going to do that.
Stephanie in Brooklyn.
Yes. Oh, all the... It's Sam and Cash.
Sam and Cash, which all the... And then Clara... the more girls came out.
Yeah, try to think of all the 4-H kids.
A bunch of my 4-H kids came out now. You know, and I will say they were all amazing.
A huge help. They were running around the Bigfoot costumes and entertaining people. They were putting up signs.
Clara was in the Bigfoot costume, and Brooklyn was in the Bigfoot costume dancing and having fun.
I saw them a couple times run around. I don't know who was who, but it looked funny.
Yeah, no, they were good kids.
They were running around. Apparently, they ran up to Main Street when the university was running their parade, and they were dancing around the Bigfoot costume with the sign. And great help. Great help. Great times.
Another huge shout-out to our sponsors.
Yes, Gene Sexton. Thank you, Gene.
Broadcasting Seeds Podcast. Met him in person the first time, and it was great.
John Monahan
played music. He was a Bigfoot on the board that went around a couple times.
And if you're a local in the area and you want
he plays a lot of music.
Music and entertainer, John Monahan is your guy.
Check him out. Seriously, he's so fun. Phone Doctors was the sponsor. It's the business he owns.
Yes, Phone Doctors. He's from Northwest Ohio. Wears Bigfoot mask, plays a guitar and the harmonica, all whilst riding on a uni-wheel thing.
The one-wheel board. I don't know.
The one-wheeled skateboard.
I don't know
motorized.
What you call it.
No. It's all.
It's cool. It's just, I don't know what you call it. Yeah. Wearing a kilt.
Yeah. So John's awesome. And then Jess from Broken Branch.
Mm-hmm. She didn't get to come up this year, but it was nice.
Yes. It was still nice of her sponsoring. I mean,
first sponsor. Last year, first sponsor this year.
Yes. So thank you to all of those sponsors.
And I just want to say, one thing that irked me
was
a couple people came up like the day before, the day after, or whatever, and was like, well, we had no idea what was going on. Like, there's giant signs. It's been on the radio. It's been on the, like, Facebook. Like, and then the one guy owns a business that there was a flyer in his business next to his head for a month.
You didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we just got to up the marketing a lot more next year.
I think it's because people can't read.
I mean,
this is Hardin County.
Well, yeah, in our school's education takes it all from the state, you know, at this point now, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, what are we really learning anymore? State indoctrination?
Wild Bill was another big, huge part of it this year again. Yes. Thank you, Wild Bill.
Wild Bill is awesome.
He's hunted at my family's house all week.
Yeah, and he really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. He had the run of the place.
He was giving me the lowdown Monday morning at breakfast. Tell me all the deer he got an eye on, and he had one right in his sights, but he didn't take the shot.
Mm-mm. Well, they said he could shoot any deer he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They felt like there's some big bucks out there, but the corn's still on, so.
Right, they're still hiding.
They're still hiding in the corn. But he had one big buck come out, but didn't get a clear shot at it.
Wow, Bill, great time.
Mm-hmm.
Great time. But eating breakfast with him alone at like Lulu's Diners can be a bit much sometimes. Not in the bad ways. Like, you know how Wild Bill's so loud? I'm just like, come on. And we're talking about, like, things you probably shouldn't be just shouting out loud. Not, like, bad things, but just, like, you know, people are just trying to have breakfast. They don't want to know about, you know, the recurve bow when you're shooting a deer and watching. I don't know, just.
Oh, another big shout-out to JD and Larry.
Yes.
From Chumming with the Spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew and Jacob from Drunken Cryptids. They came up early and helped out a lot.
Helped us set up and get everything around and ready. Get that display case out there.
Gosh. And that the little mini museum looked really nice.
Yeah.
A lot of people said they really enjoyed that.
I thought it was
the
awesome.
The sighting map, we only had about 10 pins go in it, but.
It's still cool.
Two pins went on top of mine.
Hey, that's awesome.
Two other people seen Bigfoot exactly where I seen Bigfoot.
Well, one's probably Greg.
No, I seen where Greg's pin is because it's two roads over. I'm talking like.
Right on.
On 60.
Ah. We got to find out who these people are.
I was so frustrated because Greg was 100% right. He said, you should have the pins numbered.
Yeah.
In a sign-in book if they wanted to.
Yeah. Well, now we know next year.
Yeah, next year we'll do it for sure. We'll redo it, and I'll keep that one and just ask, you know.
Yeah, keep it for sure. Maybe, I mean, not even ask. Just like, we'll just redo the pins. Just keep the map. We'll redo it and just number them.
But no, it was great.
And all of our speakers that spoke, we want to thank again. They did an amazing job. And I mean, as of all the reviews from coming out of this, the listeners that listened to them speak and came out, you know, I wanted to ask each one. And I asked my inside people, the ones, I called them my measuring stick, you know, the two I go to, Gene and Barb.
Oh, yeah.
They'll tell you the truth, you know, whether the speaker's good, bad, indifferent, if they were just meh, or if they were just great. Gene and Barb, they're the best ones for that. So I asked them immediately. So I'll just go down the list with our speakers, Connor and Alex Fiden, zoologist. Thank you again for speaking. Zoologists from the Cincinnati Zoo, giving their first public presentation of anything like this of the sort pertaining to Bigfoot or just anything at any kind of festival, conference, jamboree, whatever you want to, palooza, anything you want to call it. This was their debut. And I checked him with Gene and Barb. You know, how were they? And they said,
3 out of 10.
Yeah, no. No, they said it was amazing. Like, out of the park. They did an awesome job.
That's the only what I got to see about. I only got to see about 20 minutes there just because people kept calling me out. I didn't want to keep going in and out of the door.
Right.
It was great. It was great. I mean, I learned stuff.
That's good.
Which is impressive.
They said it was extremely informative.
It was well done. I mean, it was extremely well done. It was interactive and scientific. And from a person that likes to do that kind of stuff, is a very hard line to walk.
Yeah.
Because I can sense, like, I could talk about ecological surveys for 4 hours, but it can get boring.
For sure.
If you're not in, like, if it's not your thing.
That's where I kind of try to help you out.
Yeah. And they did, they walked that line perfectly, in my opinion. Kept it interesting enough, kept tying it back to Bigfoot enough, but using real life examples, talking about gibbons and bonobos and chimps and gorillas, which they have all work with.
Right.
Which is very interesting.
Hands on.
Yeah. Very interesting.
It's great to get that perspective, and I'm glad we were able to provide that for all of our listeners to get that experience for the first time.
And
everyone in that room, that was the first time for all of them.
It was great. It was really great. And she's working on a Bigfoot book, and hopefully there'll be something new with that, with Cryptids of Corn.
Yeah, absolutely. So keep an eye out on Alex's, that's Alex Fiden, author. Was this be her first book she's ever written?
Yes.
I guess that's a question for her to ask. I think so, as far as I know. But I'm really excited for it. So keep we'll promote it. We'll have to have her on the show too when it's ready to discuss it and talk about it, so we can promote it for her.
Because
I think it's going to be a very valuable book. You know, with Bigfoot, just moving forward, it's constantly, again, no one is a Bigfoot expert. You know, we're just slowly trying to make headway and understand, and that's all this is all about. We just want to understand and learn and grow, and I think Alex is going to play a big role in that, you know, just with what she can provide. So it's great that we're getting more people, I guess, involved in the Bigfoot community.
I mean, recently there's a huge gap that has been left.
Yeah.
For a serious, what I mean by this, it's nothing against anybody. Dr. Jeff Meldrum has sadly passed away. We mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago on the podcast. We're ahead on recording, so I don't remember when it actually came out.
He did just recently pass away.
Yes. Dear friend, amazing man.
A pillar of the community, and like a Mount Rushmore.
A huge loss to the community. And then also Jane Goodall just passed away. And while not as prominent in the Sasquatch community, she is a high level primatologist that believed in the possibility of Sasquatch.
Correct.
But she would say, she would never say she believed in Bigfoot because she never had an experience, and that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been out looking for Bigfoot. But she was talking about all the people talking to her and would say ape behaviors.
Yeah.
Like Meldrum would talk about the feet cast and stuff like that.
Right.
Only me and, like, talking as in Meldrum, like, four other people could make a fake one this good.
Right.
And I know all those people.
Right, exactly.
You know, being Meldrum. And same with Jane Goodall talking about that kind of stuff, you know.
Just
adding words or, you know, whatever. But basically saying that there was enough behaviors described to her that fit her experiences with, like, bonobos.
Yeah, exactly.
And those kind of animals that she really believed in the high possibility of an American ape. So having somebody kind of step up, a young zoologist, do this is amazing, at least to me as a biologist or a former biologist, however hairs you want to split, is a great, you know, a great deal. And I think her and Connor are going to go far with this stuff. And they better stay off my turf. No, and I'm excited for it. I think any more, the more scientists that are actually talking with science, and it's nothing against the woo. If anybody's ever met us or you've heard us talk, we believe in the woo 100%. But I'm not an expert in anything, but I'm more of an expert in the biological than I am the woo. Even though I've experienced plenty of woo in my life.
Right.
But I couldn't tell you
how it works.
Yeah, how it works.
Yeah. So you'll speak on what you do know, how they work.
I always speak about opinions.
Yeah, exactly. That means you don't believe. It's just, it's easier for you to
because there are still listeners. Comparisons. It's rarer now, but there were listeners for a long time that I did not believe in ghosts or haunted houses or anything. No, I did. I grew up in one.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Don't like talking about it. Don't like discussing it. That's all.
Burn it to the ground.
I want to mention Alex's and their Critters and Connor's Critters and Crops.
Yes, check them out.
Check that out on Facebook because
they got sourdough starter, marshmallows. They got plants and seeds and all kinds of stuff,
like rare houseplants. She's cultivating and
check them out. If I remember, I'll put everybody's links below.
Yes,
that's we'll a try big our if. Best.
Yeah, that's for post. That's for I don't know post production mystery to worry about.
He doesn't do any. He doesn't like to do that stuff.
He's busy.
He's busy that day.
Next, Speaker Ron Murphy. We want to big thank to Ron.
Yes, Ron. So for anybody that didn't know, and same with Wild Bill. I grew up watching Wild Bill, Mountain Monsters TV, and it's such an honor to know him personally and stuff like that. Ron is the same boat, and Ron Murphy. Buy every one of his books; they're amazing. My personal favorite is his book on the invasion of Chestnut Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
All of his books are great. I own all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But my personal favorite is the invasion of Chestnut Ridge, and he's probably the most foremost expert on the invasion of Chestnut Ridge.
Right.
Whenever we get around to doing our episode on it, we'll be using that book for a huge source, and maybe even Ron himself getting some recorded clips.
Yeah.
Of him just talking about it. We've had him on the show several times, and
we got to have him back.
Yeah,
too.
He's great. Him and his sons and his family his girls, nicest people.
Yes.
So respectful, so kind, so generous.
Good people.
And he's a wealth of knowledge. 35 years in the field.
I think it's well.
What?
A well of knowledge.
What'd I say?
Wealth? No, I just think that's the expression.
No, it's wealth of knowledge.
Now I Google it.
I will, because I think it's wealth of knowledge.
Okay.
Like a hoard of knowledge.
But, no, Ron is, every time I'm around him, I forget how much I enjoy spending time with him. And I'm a little disappointed I really didn't get to spend too much time with him this weekend, as much as I would like to. You're doing the AI. Get off the AI overview. I don't want to see that. Because that doesn't know nothing.
It just takes whatever the first, three articles is.
Exactly. I know. But Ron, thank you very, very, very much. Everyone, just Google Ron Murphy and check out his stuff, please, if you don't know yet. You'll thank us later. And then next, our speaker, our fill-in speaker, the one that stepped up short notice and did an amazing job, Mr. David Hardy, a wealth of knowledge. So it is wealth. Well, then Google well of knowledge.
I'm sure it's probably the same thing.
Same thing. It's like the word forte and fort. You know, this is my expertise. This is my forte. Well, actually,
they are different.
Oh, they are. Oh, so what's a well of knowledge?
They are slightly different.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later. This is an English corner. But they are slightly different.
Well, now
they
we know.
Slightly different definitions.
We'll discuss that post-credits.
Like trials and tribulations.
Exactly. But David did an amazing job. Again, I heard a lot of people come out of his talk speaking very positive of it.
Oh, I didn't get to tell him.
Who?
David? Nathan David.
Oh, was it something
funny?
A lot
of people compared him like Abraham Lincoln and Hitler.
Huh?
No, that he is such a powerful speaker. And can get a whole room of people to go with him.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. That's what you're, that comparison. Yeah.
No, it was just in the way that, you know, that's what they said, like Abraham Lincoln, a couple of their speakers in the, like, I mean, that's how Hitler got a whole country, you know, frothing at the mouth is.
Being a good speaker.
Yeah, because by the end of it, I was like, yeah. They don't know what they're agreeing to.
No, they're just ready to go.
But no, David is amazing. Everybody said it was, they didn't know what to expect because, you know, he's new to the speaking scene. He spoke a little bit last year and he's speaking more. He spoke at, I think, Mothman and a couple other events he's speaking at this year. So he's getting into like being a speaker.
I mean, David's amazing. He's more than deserved to be in a headline speaker at this stuff because, I don't know, David just got away with words. He's got a confidence about him and he cares. Mm-hmm. And it just all reflects in not only his presentation, but his art as well. Just check out Hardyware. Is it Hardyware?
Cryptid Empire. Hardyware is his main company.
That's right. But
specifically, his cryptid stuff is Cryptid Empire.
Mm-hmm. So check it out.
You can find it either way. Like, they're both his businesses, yes.
Right.
But his main business is Hardyware.
So good. Give him a good old Google search. But it's David Hardy, H-R-D-I-E.
I-E.
Not Y. Not like the boys. And then our last speaker, Randy Bauer from Minnesota. Mm. We want to thank Randy majorly for coming down and spending the weekend with us. I really enjoyed his presence, sure. And I popped in on his presentation a little bit. And it was, I mean, if you listen to our episodes with Randy, it's just what he does. I mean, if you listen to that episode, that's what he did basically for his presentation, but along with the evidence and the pictures and things to show that went along with it. But Randy's such a great public speaker, and I was glad that we were able to give him the opportunity to share his experiences with our listeners and the people that came to the Jamboree, because I think Randy, because I believe Randy 100%. There's no doubt in my mind Randy's is an authentic, true person. And that thoughts and feelings is even more reinforced after this weekend, spending personal time with him, getting a lot of hours in just talking, because we drove back and forth from the Detroit airport.
Which is like two-something hours.
It's just about 2 hours. It was actually shorter than I thought it was from us, but so that was fortunate. But
because it's not in Detroit, it's on our side.
Yeah, it's on our side of it. So yeah, you don't even have to go into the city, which is nice.
That's not, and it's an easy airport to pull up to.
Oh, very, very, very convenient. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Randy, and then Mike, author Mike Quash traveled. Mike Quash traveled with Randy, and Mike's author that wrote a book on just two. Randy's property specifically.
Two books.
The second one that just came out, right, is about it as well?
Yes.
So the second one just came out about it. Again, Randy's property is just fully loaded with activity and beyond just physical Bigfoot, where it's supernatural and then beyond just Bigfoot itself, whether it's, there's just a lot of weird goings-ons in that, on that specific property. And Mike does a great job accounting it all, sharing his experiences there. I really enjoyed his book, and that's what got me to contact Randy and bring him down here. It's just, I was fascinated. So I want to thank Mike for coming down as well, too, and sharing his experiences. And he had a great Bigfoot call at the Friday night VIP dinner. I don't know, you made me laugh. You said it sounded like a Bigfoot eating a man-witch. And it really...
You gotta be old enough to remember the old man-witch commercials.
Right, yeah.
Sound. I can't make the sound, but...
Even made Mike laugh. But no, Mike imitated basically the Bigfoot call that he heard, the sound that he heard. You know, I just like... I'm glad that he was able to do that and share his experiences again with our listeners, because I feel like his books aren't out there in the scene as much as other Bigfoot authors, but after, you know, reading his, I was infatuated with it, and he's a very good author and writer, makes it very simple and easy to read. The only criticism I even have for any of his books, and it's not even his fault, was that he provided a lot of photographic evidence that he took and that he captured that they just, when they republished the books, they took all those pictures and shrunk them down and put them in black and white.
And it's hard to see anything.
Like, it's very hard.
It gets rid of a lot because the PowerPoint had a lot of the colored and it was.
You could really see what was going on. And but he told me when he first published the book, just for, you know, a small run, he had full size page colored photos in there. But for mass production, they obviously for cost they shrunk them all down. So that's unfortunate, but. Check out Mike Quast and his new book, Quast is how you spell his last name. They're fantastic. They're worth the read. They really are. I love his writing style. It's just very simple and easy to understand. But man, is it full of detail, and it's just so full of stuff. So just thank you. That was all of our speakers. I want to say thank you to all of them. I really encourage all of our listeners, if you haven't heard any of them or don't know anything about them, please just Google their names and check them out, because they're doing great stuff, and we're proud to be partnered with them and have them come to our jamboree and speak
for
us.
We're very picky about vendors and speakers and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of compliments on the vendor variety, that there wasn't a lot of the AI stuff or the too much of the 3D printed stuff. Or
yeah.
I mean, there's always a little bit of that stuff is fine and nice and stuff, but
not everything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like anything AI.
If you want to vend at our show, we want handmade, from the heart goods.
Authentic stuff.
Authentic stuff, yeah.
Like Happy Now hats. Like, she makes every one of her hats.
Yep.
Now, she buys a base hat, like a, I don't even know, like a Carhartt hat.
Right, right. But she
sews. She hand, I think it's sewing.
Mm-hmm.
The pictures and the images and everything like that. So cool.
And then, like, Alex's clay shop.
Yeah, she makes all of our little Bigfoots. Makes
all of our Bigfoots, which I'm sure if you're a fan of our show, you've seen them.
Alyssa Thomas, Roadside Sodas. I hope they get vended. I drink so many of those. They make, like, basically, like, mocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great. I mean, they're delicious. She does, her and the Thomases did a great job.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me pay for any of them. So I was drinking them a lot. Like, I was blue.
It was hot out. We needed it.
And every time I'd walk by, they hand me one.
Yeah. That's great.
I had probably 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah.
Every one was different, and they were so good.
Oh, good.
But no, I mean, what else did you want to talk about?
I want to thank also, we already did a little bit, but Matthew Orton and the Drunken Cryptids crew, and Jacob, for doing their presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and then I did my foot casting presentation. And Gary, you're going to get it.
He posted the video.
You're going to get it, Gary. That was for you guys only. That was an experience for you at the Jamboree. And yeah, I may have screwed up a little bit. Yeah, I might have messed up with casting the class and screwing off and joking around. And it may have set up on me before I was ready for it, too. And then that just snowballed into a disaster effect. And I wasn't prepared bringing extra equipment to mix up some new batches. But...
And you tried to cast it in stone.
Huh?
You tried to cast it in gravel.
No, I brushed all that out. I had a nice footprint. I made a nice footprint out of it. I scooped all that stone out of it. That was just me gathering it in the first place. There was no like good dirt there. Everything was so dry. I had to go to that dirt where they were tearing down that old shelter house.
Mm.
But that's what I used. But who else was our
Pea House Games?
Pea House Games. That's what it was. Tracy Puckett from Pea House Games. Thank you for sharing your. Did he show was it the Frogman game? I wasn't in there when what game he was showing off.
I don't know.
Or displaying. I don't remember because I wasn't in there. But
they're fun games. I've seen them played.
Check them out. Well, he showed us the one down at the Frogman Festival. No, the reason why we had him in there is because we love his stuff and we love him as a person. Him and his wife. Amazing people. Pea House Games. Check them out. And then I also want to thank our two MCs, Jake Dressel.
Yes, Jake did. I'll tell you this about Jake. He did. He was a speaker last year.
Mm-hmm.
Great hat, great dad. him and his wife, Jake was there for the whole weekend, but his wife, Leah, came down. We love Leah. We love the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've met them.
And his daughter sang, too.
Yeah, and she's a great singer.
Great singer.
Now, what was I going to say? I got thrown off.
Jake, sorry. Jake.
No. Jake was such a good MC. I didn't even think about the speakers all day.
Me either.
Which is, I mean, for us is great.
Yeah.
Because that when we don't have to do that, and he just took it and did it, and it was great.
We didn't have to tell. Yeah. We don't have to tell Jake what to do at all.
Yeah.
We said, we want you to do this, and then that's all the work we had to put into it. Because we knew he was going to handle it and handle it well.
And he looked into every speaker, and ones he didn't know, like Connor, he knew them, but like their background, so he could give a nice little like announcement of them and stuff like that. Jake's amazing. Anybody needs to book an MC.
That's your guy.
And you don't want to book us.
I'm sorry, but Jake's better than us. I'm sorry.
I mean, as an MC, definitely.
Like, compared to me, I mean, you're pretty good at it. But because I did it with Jake down in Encounter Quest. It's the first time I've ever seen. You couldn't make it because of the kids being born. So I took him down there with me. I mean, by the end of it, he took over. Mm-hmm. I let him because he was doing such a great job.
And you only disappeared on me once this festival.
When?
when you had your radio off or on the wrong channel.
Yeah, I was on the wrong channel or something.
And I'm like, for 25 minutes calling to you.
Someone said, yeah, he's looking for you. I'm like, oh, I got my walkie.
Listeners, it was the, which you're going to mention him in a minute. I think it was the guys from New York.
Oh, okay, yeah,
they
yeah.
They were like, they want to get a picture with us. And I'm like, oh, get him, Jay.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I don't even see him. I don't. You were doing something. You were busy.
I was down with Brian or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think you were down at the bandstand.
Yeah.
And then our next MC you went to thank.
Yes, Mr. Brian Wolf. Again, class act, great music, great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't, you doesn't get no better than a musical MC than Brian Wolf, Wolf Rock Radio. And he had a nice set with his cat there at the Jamboree. I seen it. Brian had a nice moment with his his best fan. So there you go, Brian. I just wanted you to know I noticed. So that was fun. That was enjoyable. Brian, you're fantastic. I know you had fun. I just wanted you to know that we appreciate you.
Yeah, 100%. So, you guys need to book
an MC?
A Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Brian's
I'll
also
give you
Santa.
Some contact for one of the best Santas I've ever been around.
So check out Wolf Rock Radio. Call in Santa.
Yeah, no, check out his radio station. Please, guys.
So it's an internet radio station that Brian mm-hmm. runs and created.
Yeah, it's so, all his.
Yep.
So we're at the half hour mark. That's pretty much, I mean, the after party was great. The VIP dinner was great. We had so much fun. I talked for way too long at the VIP dinner. And that's your fault.
I kind of, well, I was egging you on new things to talk about.
I know. I wanted to end it four different times.
Oh, my bad. I guess I didn't pick up on that.
No, you did. You did pick up on it because that's when you would bring something new up as I'm like, all right, one more question or one more thought and then. Well, talk about this.
Well, we had good audience.
No, people said they enjoyed it. I was just so tired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too.
Because at 45 minutes, I tried to end it, and we went for an hour and a half.
We went for an hour and a half?
Yes.
On a four-slide slideshow?
Yes.
With no words?
Yes.
That's pretty good. See, that's professionals right there,
I can talk about anything. You give me one picture. I'm like, this is a tree. Now let's talk about why bees are dying in California.
Right, exactly. We'll make the connections.
But no, it was the Friday night VIP dinner was great. The pizza was great. Thank you to the Bull and Alley for sponsoring and doing all that.
Yeah, that was nice.
Or Ada Lanes. Check them out.
Yeah, go give them a like on Facebook mm-hmm. and do stuff
come
like that.
Come out to Bull.
Yeah, come out to Bull.
Yeah. Anything else for the old previous?
The old previous?
Like the Jamboree that just passed before we start talking about what we kind of want to change and do.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I want to say
you got shout outs.
Yep, shout out to Jonah. From New York.
Yes.
Him and his girlfriend came all the way from New York on a road trip.
Nice.
Stopped to see us and say hi. It's always nice to see that and experience that. I wish you could have stayed longer. We would have had fun at the after party.
But it was great to meet him.
So maybe next year, you'll plan the trip to stay this time and we can party at the after party and get to know you even more.
There's not going to be an after party next year.
There's not? Oh, the whole weekend. I forgot. The Jamboree next year is going to last 3 weeks long.
And, I said a week.
And it's going to keep going and going. It's not going to stop until it's just going to spread throughout the country until the U.S. is a Jamboree.
Like a disease.
Yes. The whole country is going to be a Jamboree, and we're going to stop all this crazy stuff we're doing.
The next pandemic.
It's going to be just Jamboree.
Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
Yeah. At least that'd be a good one. It'll be the opposite of the last one. Like, no, you have to go outside. You have to interact with each other.
People are physically going to your house and grabbing you and dragging you out to the street because, no, you can't isolate.
Right,
you can't safe distance.
No, you have to be within 6 feet
dressed
of
up as
some,
Bigfoot,
next person.
Like,
yeah, and you have to wear Bigfoot feet or a mask or hands or something. Maybe a Bigfoot vest. Ooh, I would like a Bigfoot vest.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know, just big hairy vest that just looks like Bigfoot. Yeah.
I don't know why that gave me chills. I did not like it.
Oh, I would wear it. I would definitely wear it. But thank you guys for coming to visit us, saying mm-hmm. hi.
Did you get the Zanesville couple's name down?
Oh, gosh. I can remember this.
Okay.
I can remember their faces.
I talked to you guys about the massacre and everything like that.
Yes,
thank you for listening. I'm sorry I don't remember your name off the top of my head. You're a very nice couple.
It's around the tip of my tongue. Because I can remember him, and he just kept saying...
Oh, I can picture his face.
Maybe you should... there's other people that are better on this topic than me.
Well, and I got pictures with him.
Yeah, okay.
But I just... I can't remember his name for the life of me.
Logan? No, not Logan.
Hey, you know who you are.
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry. Yes. Sorry we forgot your name.
It was a long day. But yeah, thank you. Yeah, we wanted to, I kept asking to come on the show. Let's talk about that Zanesville. He told me details I never knew before.
Oh, no, so. Yeah. Actually, yeah, we're going to do a whole episode on it.
Yeah, we should, because there's a lot more there that meets the eye, like a transformer.
And I think he's right.
I think he is, too.
I looked into some of the stuff he was talking about, and I think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think the city councilman killed him, but we'll talk about that.
Well, that's the other episode. Let's see here. I'm trying to remember. I don't want to forget nobody.
The lift.
Even though we are. Okay. So here's a funny story. In our Discord, if you're not members of our Patreon or our Discord server, Caroline.
You have to be a member of Patreon to be on Discord.
Correct.
I just want to make that. Yes.
We have a Discord server, but
For the Patreon members.
Members, correct. So Caroline is loyal Patreon member. Thank you, Caroline. Not only did Caroline drive all the way from, or fly from Oklahoma to come to the Jamboree, but she probably had the best Flatwoods Monster costume I've ever seen in my entire life.
Like I said, the only one I've ever seen that would compete with it is the one in the museum.
Yeah, and I think she'd beat it. I just think she would. So she told us this story when she, on our Discord, she was talking. She was on her lift on her way to the airport to the Jamboree. And, you know, the driver asked her, you know, where are you going? And she told her, basically, oh, I'm just going up to this festival in Ohio. And she asked, oh, well, here, I got the screenshots right here so I don't screw it up. But basically, she just told her, may I ask what podcast? So she told her, and she was so excited. And she said, like, oh, my gosh, I listened to them. I was just listening to an episode this morning. I love them. That's what her driver said. So her driver's name is Whitney. So this, we're giving a big shout-out to Whitney. Thank you for listening to Cribs of the Corn podcast.
Whitney, I hope you're driving right now.
Yes, while you're listening,
to this.
So you can turn it up real high for the people you're driving around in the back and say, hey, we're talking about you, your driver up there.
That's me.
That driver you're looking at, listen, person in the back of the seat, driving.
She's amazing.
She's amazing, and she listens to the show you're listening to right now. Ain't that nuts? We're talking about her. Yeah, that lady right in front of you. That'd be fun. I hope that happens. I hope now she just drives around and only plays this episode like on repeat, so that happens every time she's giving someone a ride. And she's just like, Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I'll turn this down. I would do stuff like that.
I would, but I like hearing. Oh, yeah. I would keep doing it. I would have it like it's always set up.
Right.
Whenever
yeah.
the door opens.
Oh, me? They're talking about me? Ain't this weird? It'd be like in the Truman Show or something.
Ovaltine.
Mm-hmm. It's a crummy commercial. That's such a good movie. Okay. I think I'm hungry and I need Flavors of the Forest.
Okay. You got to give me a little bit more of a warning than that.
Well, I just think I am. My tummy's growling. And I'm hungry.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Suey! I got me this hot, fresh squonk steak, but man, it tastes bad. Jay, you got anything to fix this up?
I think you need some seasoning on that squonk fixer up.
Well, what do you got?
How about you try this right here? It's called Bigfoot Breath. Raw garlic seasoning made from fresh garlic.
Give me that. Sure. Well, it did make it taste a lot better. Jeez.
Brought that squonk right alive, didn't it?
You know, I'm going to have to kill more squonks to use more of this seasoning.
Oh, how about you try this instead? How about you try my spicy garlic seasoning?
Oh, give it here. Suey! That's good stuff.
Spicy, but not too spicy.
That's perfect. Where can you get these delicacies?
Oh, you can find these on flavorsforest.com. This is our newest spice that just been created, and it's from Flavors of the Forest.
Make sure you all get some at the links down below. We'll catch you. Suey!
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Suey.
That ad's so old and bad. I stumble on every other word. Yeah, we need to record some new ones.
We have a bunch recorded that we recorded with like Caroline and some of the other Patreon crew that I just never edited.
We
but
did?
It's just sitting in a folder in limbo.
Did I record them?
You may not have been here. I don't remember. Yes, no, you were here. I think there was like a ghost one and an alien one.
I guess I just don't remember.
I think there's one you just kept saying like zeep, zap, zoop.
Oh, I don't remember.
But yeah, so let's talk about the future.
Oh, well, yeah. And then,
oh, okay. No, real go quick. Ahead. Go ahead.
Nicole, Peyton, Bailey. All of our Patreon crew.
Oh, you're going to try to name them all?
Gosh.
All right, let's get this right.
Steven.
Gary, Kelly, Steven, Nicole, Peyton, Bailey. Now, let me think. Obviously, Jeff and Emily, they're volunteers with their Patreon, and you know. There's more. I'm missing more.
Sean and Rachel made their return.
Oh, yeah. Sean and Rachel, our first Patreon members ever.
They're
we
back.
Haven't seen them in a year and a half.
And they're back. They came storming back to the Jamboree.
Yeah. Which Sean just changed careers.
Yes.
Which was, I think, a catalyst because I think his old career was taking up a lot of time.
Yes. So.
And not being compensated fairly.
Yeah, that's... I mean, you know, you got to do what's best for
you. I quit plenty of jobs.
Yeah, sometimes
I've never been scared, but
I might quit this one.
Oh, well, you don't get paid even, so.
Yeah, I should quit.
There's
Ron and Spencer, corn shirt.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes.
I knew we were going to, I hate naming because I know I'm going to.
I know, we're going to forget people.
A bar full of people.
Yeah.
Your mom said it did better Saturday, normal Saturdays, business-wise.
Good. I guess we'll just do that every year out there. After party.
It's a lot of business for the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it because I walk behind the bar and get my own drinks and stuff. Yeah. Like.
It's now, like going home.
Alcohol.
It's like
I get my own pop.
It's like,
and I just
right.
I just tell, what was her name? The bartender on Saturday.
Saturday was,
she was super
Amber.
Nice. Amber.
Yes. Just, one of our best.
I just was like, just, I just keep tallying them for me.
Right. Yeah. But just keep
a
list.
I don't want to wait.
Yeah.
Because it was, in a good way, really busy.
Yeah, it was. I think, and everyone was really nice, all of our...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to forget the construction crew.
Oh,
Ricky?
Ricky, yes.
And his sons and his daughter.
Oh, yes, okay.
Their names in front of me.
Ricky, I remember Ricky. Why can't I, I'm blanking on...
This is one of the worst episodes we've done in a long time.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. It's been a long weekend.
And yeah.
We're doing our best to remember everybody. Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I thought Mini Mastodons later in the week was bad.
And Paul, you know, when it...
Oh, I can't forget Paul. Threatened to turn his kneecaps into dust.
Dust, yeah. No, Paul was great. Oh, and we had our Bigfoot. I want to thank our Bigfoot, Justin.
Oh,
Justin Light.
Justin Light.
Yes, thank you, Justin. He was a 9-foot-tall Bigfoot. Like, legitimately, he was 9-foot-tall.
The costume adds a foot and a half to your height.
Yeah, and he's already 7-foot-tall to begin with, so it was perfect.
The only problem is his head's crooked.
I know, because he's too big, yeah.
It's just like, jeez.
It's just like Bigfoot was like, you're like, you know when a dog looks at you and it's like, That's how Bigfoot looks. So it was kind of cute. It was a cute, scary Bigfoot. That's all it was. All right.
New stuff.
Okay, yeah. Let's hope we covered everything. If we forgot you, we're sorry. And we care about you.
Yes. I mean, we were busy nonstop all weekend.
We just got to squeeze all this stuff in.
But we enjoyed seeing every one of you.
So next year, what we want to do, we got some ideas. And we're getting rid
of everything.
Yeah, we're just going to get rid of everything, start over from scratch. And what we're going to do is just not do it next year. Sorry, guys. Episode's over. Bye. Start playing music.
I didn't want to do it again. You want to do it again.
No, I think we should. I think we're building a foundation here. The only reason I want to keep doing it is because of everybody we talked to that was there only had positive things to say about it.
And we're all for constructive criticisms. There were some of that, which is good.
Oh, no.
I
just mean overall, it was
not
positive.
Just negative. You know, don't just say something bad. If there's something we can improve, though, please reach out and let us know.
And there was plenty of that.
There's always. If you're not improving, you're not caring.
Exactly. Yes.
So
that's like overall, like Brian said, you know, when he was reflecting on it, it was nice seeing all the families and stuff there. And that's what we want. We want families to come out to the park.
That's what it's for.
Yes. Families to come out to the park and get introduced just to this weird world that we're part of now. And when I say weird world, like just the Bigfoot community, like the cryptid community, it almost can change your perspective on the world and how it works and what's all involved in the world. And you know, it's all positive. It's a lot of positive people in this community, and we want to maintain that positivity. We don't want to spread any negativity in the community.
Mm-mm.
That's what we're all about, and that's what our event's all about. And we want families to be able to enjoy it and not have any, I guess, negative or risque things involved with our event. You know, that's really important to both of us,
mm-hmm.
that we just, families can all come and you don't have to worry about what the kids are going
to see. I don't
want
to have to worry about, and that's other festivals. It don't, like, it's nothing against anybody else.
Oh, no. I'm just talking in general.
For us.
Yeah.
As a family-friendly podcast.
Yeah.
I do a lot of work with kids and families throughout the year, not connected to the podcast. I volunteer tons of my time every year to things. And it's just, I like having a space that is that.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah.
Like, I just walked around pretty comfortably around the whole time.
I never seen anything that I did not like.
Me either. No, not at all. And I was saying it, like, I walked around, like, I guess the morning.
We try to research our vendors a lot.
Oh, for sure. But the morning of, like, the Jamboree, you know, obviously it was a scramble getting everybody set in, set up.
David.
Getting our tent set up, our awning set up, our posters all set up, because we have to do it that morning of, because you can't do it the night before.
Yeah.
It's stressful. It's highly stressful. But once it all started rolling, I had zero stress the whole day.
It was fine.
I had none.
We definitely tackled the hiccups a lot better. Or not the hiccups. The hiccups from year the year one, before.
Yeah.
We knew where the struggles were and took care of them, so it went smoother.
Way smoother. And again, our volunteers helped that out
dramatically.
So much.
Dramatically. I mean, the guys coming out to help, even just doing the lines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that took me and you.
There was a while last year.
Half the day.
Yeah.
And it was half the vendors that we had.
So and much better this year.
It maybe took an hour. Maybe. But yeah, so what do we want to do new? What do we want to do different?
All right. So differences. So we are considering maybe.
And if you guys at home, before we get into it, if you guys have home, I have ideas to make it better or different.
Please share them with us.
Please share them.
Send them. Email us. Write us. Message us. You know how to get a hold of us. It's not hard.
Send a passenger pigeon.
Yeah, send a passenger. Yeah, please. I would love it.
I would love it. For many reasons.
Yeah. One thing we want to do next year, possible, is we're considering the idea of dropping, having paid speakers and making the entire event just a free event to attend for everybody. Just because, not that we don't like our speakers, we loved it. That's our favorite part of the whole thing. Just as far as the general area and the vibe of the whole thing, I think it might be better for the entire. I think we can put money into other areas and have the whole entire crowd have better experiences.
We're honest people. Did we break even this year? Are we right around breaking even? We're probably a little below.
Probably a little below. Yeah.
Yeah.
After paying. Yes, I don't. We didn't lose out, but we did not make anything.
Yeah. So our biggest expense is the speakers, and none of our speakers are paid. But we pay for a hotel and some gas and stuff like that.
Right.
Travel
and
it just. Yeah. So like Jay was saying, I think we can spend money for this kind of festival better. It just almost every one of the speaker, the VIP people that didn't win tickets.
Yeah.
Were from non-local.
Correct.
The only locals that really came to the ticketed part were the ones that won it.
Yeah. So we just don't think that's why we want to.
It's not financially feasible.
Correct. And
right now it's not financially feasible.
Not yet.
We've lost two years on that. Like,
which
so
is
it's
fine.
It's just fine. We're happy with it. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy to lose money, but we understood that was we had it set aside for that reason
because we're building it. We're building it up. So,
that's one idea is we want to. Go away from speakers, like Jay already said. It's not because anybody, because nobody, even we talked to some of our speakers and they're like, well, we won't charge you again. Or blah, you know, it's not about, you know, that we do want to take care of people. You know, you're taking a whole weekend away from business, so you should be compensated.
Correct. So we want to, we just want to make sure everything's kosher more next year for on that end of things. So. What could we do to replace that? One option we thought of, or one idea for a new competition feature next year may debut at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree, and that would be the corn eating competition.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
The corn eating competition.
Which, so, we got to talk to a lawyer about the legalities and waivers and
figure
whatnot.
That out. But how awesome would that be? Have corn on the cob.
I want to do it.
Yes.
I want to hire a lawyer.
We'll figure it out.
To have just the paper to sign.
So if you guys like that idea, please let us know if a corn on the cob eating competition would be an awesome thing to watch and sign up for. I imagine just 10 people up there. I don't know, 20 people up there just going hard on corn for like, what, how long are those? Like 10 minutes? Like,
yeah, it depends on what they're eating.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, a lot of times 10 minutes.
Trying to think of the hot dog eating competition. What's that? Like a half an hour or something gross? That's what I think. That's so great. I used to watch the hot dog eating competition on TV every year. And it was like awesome to watch, but at the same equally gross. Like I almost felt sick. Like, oh my
I don't like
gosh.
The hot dog one.
They're just dunking a hot bread and water and swallowing it and then just shoving whole hot dogs down their mouths, throat. Oh gosh. And then their stomachs are like, especially the skinnier people that do it, and then their stomachs are just like lumpy mounds.
Oh, we don't have to talk about that part.
Oh man. Like you can see the hot dogs. You can see them all.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. All right, sorry. So corn eating competition, that's number one.
Yeah.
Now, you want to go with your...
What?
There, you go with you. A new idea you might have.
Oh.
That we're floating. So we after this was all said and done, even during the festival, we were just spitballing like ideas. So that was one. So now, what was your idea?
The National Muscovy Show. So if you have a Muscovy, which is a waterfowl, they're not ducks, even though people say they're ducks. But you can just say for this colloquially, Muscovy duck.
Yeah.
We're talking about having a national Muscovy duck show out there. So during the Bigfoot Jamboree, there'd be a poultry show, specifically a duck show going on.
Yes.
Just Muscovies.
So that's intellectual property. We are, that's app and here. You heard it here first. If anyone steals that idea, expect a call from our lawyer. We've got one now.
Yeah.
We know one.
I mean, we know several, but.
We know one, though, real good. Mm-hmm. It's real good.
Mm-hmm.
Get you where it hurts.
You sound like a hitman, not a lawyer.
Yeah, no. Well, it hit your wallet. I don't know.
Like, well, you were describing him.
I know, but...
Because it's nothing like that.
Imagine if he was the hitman. Was a hitman, though.
I could believe it, because it's always the people you don't expect.
Don't expect, yeah. I would believe it, too. All right, that's funny.
No, so having a duck show, more to come out about that. So if you have a Muscovy duck, think about bringing it.
And if you don't, might want to consider it.
Get one. I'll give you one.
Yeah.
I'll give you one. There's 30-something eggs in the backyard being incubated. And
perfect.
I have like 10 ducklings.
Perfect.
Come get one.
So there's a couple ideas.
That's the thing with Muscovies is they like to make ducks.
No, yes, they're good at it. Another thing I think we should do is more... Well, we want to get more bands involved.
Yes.
We want to
that's something we've been lacking on.
Expand the music side of the Jamboree. Mm-hmm. So just so there's more entertainment.
By the way, Arnie and Sons, thank you. Again, another amazing year.
Yep.
They played for about 2 hours.
Arnie and Sons. And then we already mentioned John also playing.
Yes, and John played.
But I would like to see, you know, if we can do more karaoke or something. Like a karaoke hour next year.
A couple hours. I don't care.
Yeah, a couple hours. Maybe we can do that in the evening. Oh, also, we're considering... So this year, the festival went from, and in the past 2 years, 9 to 5. That was our time slot.
It was 9 to 6, and then we last shrunk year. It down to 9 to 5 this year.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't last year. It was like, well, I don't remember. Never mind.
Because we started speaking at 9.
Yeah, we spoke. Yeah.
That was too early. That was a mistake.
Big time. Big time mistake. But see, we learned this year. Oh, we started speakers at 10.
And 10 was much, much more manageable. Mm,
much better.
Because gave everybody an hour to relax, sell some stuff, get ready.
Get warmed up for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, yeah, I'd like to see some karaoke, but extended, oh, like we said, starting at maybe, you know, instead of 9, 10, maybe starting at 11 or noon.
That's what I was thinking.
And then running it all afternoon, then all
early evening.
Early evening, yep, until the sun starts to go down or something, and we can get music and stuff going, karaoke. Like
maybe noon to 7.
Get a nice party environment out at the park. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be nice. I guess we could pay attention when the sun sets at this time.
It's 7. It's a little after 7. I didn't really know because of hunting.
Let's go till 8.
No, just because the only reason I don't want to is because the lack of lights at some of the areas.
Oh,
of the
that's
park.
True. It is get very, very, very dark back there.
Yeah. In some areas. In other areas are really well lit, and other areas aren't.
Right.
So I just don't want a lot of the vendors to be stuck in the dark.
Maybe we could just move the after party to the football stadium and turn the football lights on. Wouldn't that be something? No, they would hate us. They wouldn't let us. The town.
Why wouldn't they? It's not the towns.
Oh,
park
true.
Runs
the
it.
School would be like, you're ruining our field. What is this, Bigfoot people on our $1 million new turf field? I don't know.
It's ran by the park.
Okay, good. Never mind.
That was the whole thing with that drama.
Oh, I don't know.
It's ran by the park.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
I don't want to do that, though, because I don't want to be responsible.
I just thought
we do have a nice new stadium.
The big bright lights I thought would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Move it out to the Ball Diamonds. They have some pretty big bright lights.
Ooh, in the back there. It's right by where the Jamboree is, actually. Okay, what else do we want to change for next year? You guys got any suggestions or ideas?
We definitely want suggestions, ideas. So we move it later. I mean, keep it the same length, time. Like Jay said, 11 or noon starting it.
Yeah.
Just because that's about when stuff picks up anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, now, vendors did well at the 10, you know, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever, but a lot of people start coming in at, like, noon and 1.
Right. After they've woken up, mm-hmm. you know, it's a weekend, you sleep in a little bit.
And it's nicer for the vendors not to have to set up at the...
crack of dawn.
Yeah, because I had in the email... because last year, one of our... one of our mess-ups, though, was getting vendors in and out, because it was just chaos the first year, so we had it much more well-organized this year.
Yeah.
And my email directions are very clear. I even was told by several vendors the email directions were very clear, and they enjoyed that. Nice. Out of a lot of festivals, two people specifically said... it was the clearest direction they had all year doing festivals.
Nice.
Which I like.
Good work.
And then it said specifically, though, do not come. 7 a.m. is the earliest. Do not come before 7 a.m. So me and Jay have an hour to set up all of our stuff.
Right.
Before we start helping everybody else. And at 6:20, somebody comes rolling in, and I'm so mad. I'm like, and it's not like 6:50, you know.
You had me go move the barriers and all this other stuff. Yeah, it was
David Hardy just screwing with me. He's like, I know it said 7, but I came out to see if you guys needed help. Like, no, you're good.
He couldn't help it.
And then it was his fault that everything unfolded wrong, because the cascading event of the wrong numbers was David's fault.
Ah, see, waterfall.
See, effect. I think he told me his spot was 19 and I didn't look at the paper.
Ah.
I think it's David Hardy's fault now that he's not here in front of me.
That all worked out.
It just was, I wanted to put him with the other speakers.
Right, yeah.
But he's like 19. I'm like, well, 19's right there.
Yeah, well.
Hey, it didn't matter.
It worked out.
But no, what else are you thinking?
Let's see here.
I think we had just enough food, so we probably won't open up to very many new food vendors.
No, I think the food was, the amount was appropriate.
Because there's never any big lines, and the vendors all said they did well enough.
Right. That's our goal is to make sure the vendors are happy. And
it's
worth their while.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to oversaturate an event.
Right. And, I enjoyed all of our food vendors,
Corn eating contest.
Yeah.
The one idea, I don't know. Somebody was talking about like a Where's Waldo but Bigfoot thing, which we kind of already do with the hidden Bigfoots, which we need to hide a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Emily hit them pretty good on some. People are very into it.
Oh, yeah. We'll
so
have to
I
find
just, I may have to buy more. So I may have to get some from.
I think we need to find a new way of two of. I think we discussed it a little bit how we, announce how they're hidden and things like that.
People, half of them are found before we announce they're hidden.
Exactly. I know. But as far as like checking them off so we know like they're found or not, you know.
So maybe we'll get some more of the 3D printed ones too from Corn Shirt and bury them.
Buried Bigfoots. Yeah, bring your shovel.
No, not like buried, like 4 foot down.
But. Yeah, 4 foot down under a giant rock. You have to, under an old tree stump. You got to really get under there.
In a swamp.
Yeah.
In a deserted desert.
Find it. Here's this Bigfoot. It's in Maine.
But a lot of people asked for us to do like the free speaking thing last year.
Huh?
And very few people showed up for it when we did it this year.
Yeah. So that may be well, we'll figure that out.
I just want to say that we did it. People asked for it and we did it. Nobody came. Well, not nobody. Very few people came.
I did like the coloring book.
Oh, I have a lot of people left them for us.
What?
The coloring.
Oh, okay.
I have probably 60 of them.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, good.
A lot of the kids wrote us little notes and everything. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
A lot of the kids wrote us little notes saying how they liked the festival and everything like that.
That's awesome.
So what Jay was talking about, we did a whole big coloring area for kids and it went very well. A lot of parents said they really enjoyed that. Their kid could sit down, color a picture of Bigfoot, take it home.
They could eat and color a picture.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what a lot of parents were doing. It was taking a second to sit and eat in there.
Yeah.
And they gave their kids something to do, and the museum was in there, so their kids could go look at the Bigfoot skull and the Bigfoot footprints and all that, you know? So that was another big positive this year to add.
Definitely keeping that, and maybe we can expand on that some more next year.
And I have plenty of stuff. It's just...
Right, yeah.
It's just more fitting it and moving it.
Yeah, absolutely. But anything getting kids involved and get them to do something, it's a positive.
I don't know. We guys, seriously, write us your ideas. National Muscovy Show, maybe a full chicken show if we really want to, but I kind of want to stick to a Muscovy show.
I think the Muscovy, just keep it unique.
Unique Unork.
Unork.
Mm-hmm. Unork, Ohio.
Yeah, that's a good way to end it.
I have been the Great and Powerful Mystery.
And I've been Jake Lone 33.
We'll catch you next week, guys. Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cribs of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jake clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.